Finally, there you are. I was wondering if you were still coming. I know, traffic sucks. That's a cute dress. It's good the weather warmed up. Go sit down. Do you want a drink? I've got water and I just opened a bottle of wine. I can't believe I'm asking you that. Wine it is. Here you go. Cheers. Now, what did you want to talk about? That's not a good start. I can't promise you I won't get upset, but I mean, you've been my best friend since sixth grade, and I've been there for you through some pretty tough times over the years. So let's hear it. Yeah, he's that guy from your office, right? I think I met him when I picked you at work that day. What about him? What? You fucked him? In his car? What are you, 16? God damn it. What the hell are you thinking? You're supposed to be getting married in 3 months. What is wrong with you? I told you I couldn't promise to not get mad. It's just... it's just that I'm so tired of this shit. Just when I think you're pulling your shit together, finishing school, got a nice job, great fiancé, and now you go and fuck it all up. Oh, spare me. It's not like these bad things just happen to you, you know. You make stupid fucking choices. What do I mean? You dropped out of school to build your brand. You drove drunk and hit not one, not two, but 3 parked cars. Now you are fucking what's-his-name from accounting. You do these things to yourself. And then your family and your friends, namely me, get to spend the next couple of months building you back up and getting you back on track. I'm over it. I just can't with you anymore. No, no, no. I don't want to hear how sorry you are. You do this over and over. Maybe you need to just hit rock bottom before you'll learn. Fine. Tell you what then. We're doing things different now. I'm in charge of your life now. If you're going to act like a child, I'm going to treat you like one. Well, remember that night in high school when we came back to your house way after curfew? We weren't even through the door before your dad pulled you over the arm of the couch, pulled up your skirt, and spanked you. Yeah, right in front of me. It was awkward as fuck. I couldn't believe how many swats he gave you. Your ass was red and you were crying, but I wasn't about to get involved in that or I was going to wind up right next to you on the couch. So I ducked and headed home. Yeah, well, maybe he was an asshole, but you never missed curfew again, did you? Actually, yes, that's precisely what I'm going to do. Pull up your dress and bend over the arm of the couch. Do I sound like I'm joking? Do it or we're done. Go ahead. But the moment you walk out that door, I'm calling your precious fiancé and telling him all about whose cock you were riding in the parking lot. So why don't we start with one good decision and build from that? Take off your dress and bend over the couch. I'm waiting. There now. Doesn't it feel good to do the right thing? That's it. Dress off. Bend over. No tears. I haven't even started. Why are you crying? Is this what it takes for you to feel guilt? Are you embarrassed? Well, good. Maybe this will knock some sense into you. I don't have a thick leather belt like your dad, but I can get one if it becomes necessary. I'm going to keep a close eye on you, and you're going to be spanked as often as I see fit. Right on your cute little ass. Aw, it's getting pink already. You're lucky to have such a good friend like me. Someone willing to help you out like this and give you a correction whenever you need it. What do you say to show your gratitude? That's it. You're welcome. I'm glad I can help you like this. I have to say, the sight of you getting the belt from your dad really stayed with me through the years. I remember watching your firm cheeks jiggling after every swat. Your toes barely reaching the ground. I've wondered what this would feel like. No, I'm not getting off to this. At least, not yet. This is for your own good, but I can't help it if it is a little erotic. Pull your panties down. Shut the fuck up and do it. Give up the charade. You're not going anywhere and you're in no position to negotiate. Why do you have to? Not that you deserve an answer, but apparently you've been eager to show off your pussy to the guys at work. So why not me? Your best friend. Are you embarrassed? You fucking should be. Your fiancé treats you like a goddamn princess and way better than you deserve, if we're being honest. But you can't even keep your legs together when you leave the house. Pull them down. What the fuck is that? Oh, for Christ's sake. Yes, you told me you fucked him, but you didn't tell me that you had just fucked him. Oh, and you let him come in you too. How nice of you. Alexa, buy a belt. Look at these panties covered in his cum. Open up. Open up. Say, ah, there you go. Suck on those. That's the last load of strange cum you're ever gonna eat, so you might as well enjoy it. I'm going to spank the rest of his cum out of you. Can you feel it dripping out of you and down your thighs? Poor thing. You probably can't feel much beside your ass right now. Does it sting? You're not very talkative with those panties in your mouth. If I had to guess, I'd say yes. It probably stings a lot. Did he make you come? He didn't? I thought not. He just used you as his dirty little fuckhole. See, he just wanted to pump you full of his cum. And by the looks of it, he did a very good job. Don't you deserve to come, though? You're more than just a pathetic wet hole, aren't you? Instead of spreading your legs for any guy that comes along, why don't you have some self-respect and make yourself come right now? You're too exposed to be getting shy now. Reach between your legs and rub your swollen clit. I think you'll find you're plenty wet between the spanking and his cum. Take two fingers with your other hand and put them in your cunt. I'm not going to let you go home until you come. So it's in your best interest to do it quickly. Fuck yourself. Do it. The next time you feel like fucking some guy, you're going to come over here instead. The next time you have a single thought of a cock other than your fiancé's going into that dirty, wet hole of yours, you're going to come here right away. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. I don't want to have to spank you again, but I will if it's what's best for you. That's it. Come, you pathetic little slut. We're gonna fix you, honey. There you go. Come. Squeeze the rest of his load out. Good girl. Now, I need to go to the store. You need to pull yourself together. Take a shower, borrow a pair of my panties so you don't go home smelling like a truck stop whore. I'll be back in an hour, and you should be gone by then. I want you back here tomorrow night so we can talk about how this little arrangement of ours is going to work.